صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Matti channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Almighty will raise the worshippers on the day of judgment. Then He will raise the scholars and say to them, O assembly of scholars, I know who you are, which is why I granted you knowledge from myself, and I did not bestow knowledge upon you in order to punish you. Go, I have forgiven you. The believing scholar is superior by 70 ranks to the believing worshipper. There are 100 ranks between a worshipper and a scholar, and the difference between every rank is the difference that a horse can gallop in 70 years. The excellence of a scholar over a worshipper is like that of the full moon over all of the stars. The virtue of a scholar over a worshipper is like my virtue over the lowest of you. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, these are the statements of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After citing this hadith, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, ponder, look at how the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam linked knowledge with the rank of prophethood, and how he sallallahu alaihi wasallam lowered the rank of an action which lacks knowledge, even though the worshipper who is consistent in a deed does not lack knowledge. Otherwise, it cannot even be considered worship if it is empty of knowledge. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes the following in the commentary of this hadith. This comparison is for the purpose of explaining the type, not quantity. That is, the kind of excellence I have over all Muslims is the type of excellence that a scholar has over a worshipper, which is excellence in religion, not only in terms of the world. Even though there is an immense difference between these two types of excellence, a king has superiority over his subjects in terms of dominion, a wealthy person over a poor person in terms of wealth, a strong person over a weak person in terms of strength, and a beautiful person over an unsightly person in terms of beauty. However, these types of superiority are worldly and temporary. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has a religious excellence over the creation, which will remain forever. And this is also the case with a scholar in regards to an ignorant person. Alexander has no superiority over a poor person today. Yet, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh still has a tremendous virtue over all of his followers. It should be remembered that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has a different kind of excellence over the other prophets, another kind over the companions, another level over the saints and scholars, and a different kind over the public. The lowest of you refers to the last category. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further mentions, this does not mean that a scholar will become equal to a prophet. It should be noted that Islamic knowledge is either farz-e-ain or farz-e-kifaya, and extra worship is nafil. Also, the scholar benefits the people, whereas the worshipper only benefits himself. Therefore, the scholar is superior to the worshipper. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam possessed knowledge, and the angels had been worshipping for hundreds of thousands of years. Yet, it was the worshippers who prostrated to the one who possessed knowledge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Mati channel, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis-e-Dahalvi Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh expounds on this hadith. Specifying intercession with these three groups is to demonstrate their great virtue and excellence. Otherwise, it is the right of intercession is established for every righteous individual from among the Muslims that is sincere haji and a practicing hafiz. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.